Thank you.
Take your Bible and turn to page 758. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm experiencing a sugar low right now. That's always a blessing. I got a doctor's appointment in a couple of weeks and trying to keep my A1C low, and so kind of got in a hurry tonight. Got to church, didn't eat supper. There's supper waiting for me at my son Casey's. And so I thought I had it just right. But I didn't. So that's why I'm eating candy kisses right now. Give that to your mama. Every mama needs chocolate. Amen. But now I know what I'm eating. Thank you, Brother Rick, for saving my soul tonight. Eating. Let's take his Bible tonight. Ephesians chapter 4. Stand to read God's Word tonight. I am so glad I'm home. Well, vacation's not caught up. Vacations are not what they're all cracked up to be. It's fun to be gone, but boy, oh boy, I miss my wife. And I miss y'all. You have no idea. Thanks for being faithful. Thanks for staying with the stuff. All right. Ephesians chapter 4, and beginning at verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit in your mind, that you put on the new man, that after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for ye are members one to another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands, and the things which is good, and that ye may have to give to him that needeth. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good and is used of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed to the day of redemption. That verse 30 just amazes me. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Grieve him not. Watch out what you say. Be very careful how you communicate one to another, all right? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Holy Spirit of God, would you help us tonight to understand the Word of God and help us to live by it. Help us be very careful that we are not mean and contentious, but we are loving and careful of what we say. Lord, help us tonight that we be more like you each day. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Every time you speak a word, ask yourself this simple question. Will these words be kind? There's a lot of people today that are unkind. It seems like they have ways of hurting us and ways that speak to us that would certainly not be a blessing. David pleaded with God in Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. I'm amazed how many times we forget that God put ivory gates in front of our tongue. and put a leather gate in front of our lips. David cried out, he said, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips." Something was said the other day, and we were out fishing, and I thought, my, oh my, help us, dear God, to be careful what we say. Amen. Here's one of my laws of my life that I try to live by. If you do speak unkindly, when I realize I spoke in haste or in anger, I am out immediately to apologize. You do that a couple times, and that'll take care of your mouth. Amen. Here is what my blessed mother's favorite verse was, Psalm 19, verse 14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You know, it's easier to keep your mouth from saying mean things than it is to have to correct it. To embarrass yourself and to say that you're sorry for the unkind things you say. I hear a lot of young couples say things, and they say, "Well, I felt it. I just thought I'd say it." That's not good. That's not good at all. I told my wife one thing. I said, "Honey, I will never tell you that I want a divorce. I'll be very careful what I say. I'll be careful how I say it." You know, I think it's been some pretty good 48 years that my wife and I have been married together. And I've told her, I said, "Baby," I said, "I don't ever want to hurt you." See, it's pretty easy to say some things, pretty hard to take them back. And I try to live by the law. The law that I've tried to make in my heart, my life, that, "Dear God, set a watch over my, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep the doors of my lips in my life." Pretty hard to take things back. Pretty hard to. One man said, "If you say mean things, you better be careful, because you may have to eat them tomorrow. You may have to eat them tomorrow." You know, you do that a couple times and ask for forgiveness a couple times, you'll take care of your mouth. Because it's hard to say, "I'm sorry." Though it's true. We all say things. We're ornery. We're contagious. You know. It's easier to keep my mouth from saying mean things than to have to correct it. To embarrass yourself, to have to say that you're sorry for the unkind things that you say. I want to be careful of that. Be kind. It's easy. It's better. It's goodness. It's good. It's gracious. It is to fit things to do. And it's easy to be useful and virtuous and kind than to be mean and unpleasant and benevolent. To be opposite, and to be kind, of be harsh, and to be hard, and to be bitter. I read a while back that older person gets, if you tell them once, you tell it in a nice tone, but ask them to repeat it, and they will tell you in a different tone. Years ago, when I got my hearing aids, before I got my hearing aids, I'd ask my son to repeat himself, and one of my sons would repeat it, and repeat it, repeat it, same tone. Another son of mine would repeat it the first time, second time he repeated it, and third time he wouldn't answer. To which I was very upset, because I was missing out on the blessings of what I wanted to hear from him. Another son wouldn't repeat himself after the first time. To me, that was simply unbelievable. I wanted to hear. I couldn't hear. It was my fault that I had lost my hearing. It's just that I needed to hear it. There are some people in this world today, there's some people even in this room today, they'll tell you the first time in sweet reflection, but you ask them to repeat it, and all of a sudden it becomes a burden. Let us be very careful that we're like the Lord Jesus Christ and repeat it the same way, the same tones every time. Amen. Because those that cannot hear, it's very difficult for them in this world. There's times in their years that they are going through such tough time, they realize they can't control anything, and the more they lose their control, the more they say, and whether it hurts or not, they're going to say it, God have mercy on us. Oh, the Bible is full of scriptures tell us to watch how we talk. Luke said in Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend and hope for nothing again. For your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful, even to the evil. Isn't that amazing? Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be ye kindly, affectionate one towards another, with brotherly love and honor preferring one another. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, verse 4 says, charity suffereth long. And it is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. May we as Christians live by the Lord Jesus Christ's honor and His code. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgave it I. In the person of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love and friends. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and loving kindness, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Wow, that's powerful, amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither your Father forgive your trespasses. That's an incredible thing. You know, we go through life in a very difficult way sometimes. Life is not so easy for some people. Life is very difficult. But God says, hey, forgive. Forgive as if I forgive you. I think back in my life and all the times that God has forgiven me. And I wonder, if God forgave me, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, Paul the Apostle said. Oh, my goodness. Matthew chapter 8, verse 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him seven times? That's what Jesus said, verse 22. And it is a laugh. Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until 70 times seven. Notice what Jesus said. So likewise shall ye my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your hearts forgive not every man his brother their trespass. Jesus again said, in Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, Forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, verse 26, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. That's very powerful. Luke chapter 6, verse 37, judge not that ye should be judged, but condemn not. And ye shall not be condemned, forgive, and ye shall not be forgiven. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome with evil. Be overcome evil with good. In other words, quit trying to get even. Got a lot of people out there trying to get even. You'll never do it. You'll never do it. You'll never get even. There's always some idiot out there, some person out there, who'll try everything they can to destroy you. And God says, leave it alone. You say, that's not fair. God didn't plan it to be fair. If everybody that committed things against God, Jesus says, no. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Incredible. It's not fair, Lord. They always seem like they're just people who are always getting away with it, right? There's always somebody out there, Brother Rick. They don't like things. God says, leave it alone. Let me take care of things. And God sure takes care of things better than we can. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, I whom forgive. For I forgave anything. If I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake, forgave I it in the Spirit of Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion, one of another. Love his brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. And I end this sermon with, quit trying to get even. Father, I pray you'd help us tonight. We'd be more like you. We'd walk like you. And we would talk more like you. We would say things many times that should not be said. Oh, God, forgive us. Lord, we love you. And we want to be more like you. Lord, help us tonight to walk according to the precepts of this Word of God. And may we walk as you walked. And may we talk as you talk. And may we be quiet. And be silent. Lord, as the whole world were pointing their finger at you, the Bible said, you said nothing. That's incredible. And Lord, may we be more like you. Lord, bless this time tonight. May we love you in such a way that our hearts and our lives would be people we'd be overwhelmed by. And you didn't say nothing. Don't you have an answer? And Lord God, we don't have an answer. Only you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.